Hello, everyone. It's Alexandria Barker. I'm here with you today from alexandriabarker.com. And this is a continuation of our special interview series. And I'm so delighted to introduce you today to my special guest, Annette Peterson. Annette is an animal, earth, and humanity advocate. She holds a vision of global peace deep through human evolution. Connecting to the principles found in nature can help you align with your creativity in order to prosper and thrive, improve your relationships, create inner harmony and balance, and focus your intentions for health, wellness, and finances. Annette helps you awaken and energize your ability to think in innovative and out-of-the-box ways about your life, prosperity, and business through the living, loving field of creation found in nature. So I'm so excited to have Annette take us away and explain to us a little bit about what these elements of nature are and how we can use them in our lives. So Annette, what can you share with us today about that?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm very happy to be here, and I am really excited to be bringing this out to people and to the world. So, to begin with, what we do is work with the five elements found in nature, which would be earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Sometimes we forget the spirit part, so I'm very glad to incorporate that.
Oh, good. Yes, can't forget spirit.
Yes, indeed. Very important. So we live in a natural world that, of course, includes earth, air, fire, and water. And our bodies actually have that also. We're composed of a lot of water. We have the fire element, which would be our temperature system. We're warm-blooded creatures. Air is our mental realm and our thought. Water is our emotional realm. And of course, with spirit, I don't think I really have to explain that too much, but it also, our spiritual connection, our higher self, our inner guidance. So when we find a way to tune into these and pay a little bit more attention to them in easy ways, with things that we're already doing, just shifting the focus a little bit, we find that our natural rhythms and our creativity really comes alive because it is so natural and so organic. So how do we do that?
Good question. I'm hoping you're going to share that with us because, you know, I know to a lot of people, these are kind of new ideas, you know, like for a lot of us, we haven't really had a close look at the, I mean, we know that, you know, we know about fire and air and water, of course, but we don't really think about it as how integrated into our very beings as it is. We think of it in terms of external. So I'm really glad that you're shedding some light on that. And, yeah, that's a beautiful way of describing how we internalize all that. So how do we, you know, make a practical use of this? And you said things we're already doing in our day-to-day that we just need to shift the focus a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you elaborate on that? That's fascinating.
I certainly can. There are many times when we take walks in nature or just out in nature, even when we're on vacation, where we feel a rejuvenation and a relaxation, and we feel, you know, energized and uplifted by that. So when we're spending time in nature, we're connecting a little bit more to that natural world, and we're getting into our own rhythm, as it were. So you could do something as simple as taking a walk in nature with just a minimal shift in mindset to where you feel you're going to connect a little bit more with your essence or with the earth and being grounded. And we could even take it just a little bit deeper than that, which would be very, very simple, and that's to take a practice that you're already doing. A lot of people are journaling. I know you journal, don't you?
Yes, it's part Absolutely. Of my part of what I encourage people to do with the Wishful Thinking program. We kind of journal, not just, you know, like a diary, but with intent to raise our vibration. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So when we're journaling, a lot of times we'll be journaling about our emotions, which is the water realm, or our thoughts, whether they be high uplifting thoughts or maybe even some limiting thoughts and beliefs, that would cover the air realm. Sometimes we have problems taking action, which would be within the fire realm. And sometimes we're not really sure how to structure our day or our life or our business, and that would be the earth realm. And of course, sometimes we feel more connected or a little bit less connected to spirit. So an extremely easy way to incorporate this into your journaling process would be to, when you're journaling and those feelings are coming out onto the paper, would be to think about the element that's associated with what you're writing, and to sit there, do your journal, and then realize, I am having some limiting beliefs here. That's what I'm writing about. And just to tune a little bit into the air realm. And air can be soaring. Air can also include a breath of fresh air. And just ask the element of air, what message do you have for me today regarding what I have journaled?
That sounds very simple.
It is very simple. And sometimes the answer can come to you right away in a burst of insight, and you can journal about that. And sometimes it may take a day or a two, you know, for that answer to come to you. But it always does come to you in some fashion if you set your mind out there to to look for an answer to the question. So that's one way that's very easy to tune in to those different elements and allow them to help you in your life. You could also do an intentional meditation if that's part of your practice. And if you're feeling, say you're having a little bit of problem in your business life or your work life, your career, and you're feeling a little bit unbalanced, or that things are a little bit up in the air, you might want to bring that a little bit more grounded, which would be earth, and you would meditate. It would be wonderful if you could go outside and actually sit on the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
ask,
makes a big difference.
Yes. Yes. And ask her to give you a message on what you could do that would be very easy and simple to bring a little bit more balance or structure into your life. So those are some very simple ways you can do that.
So what sort of results, when you've used these practices, what sort of results have you seen from it? Is it like, is this something that people are going to notice and feel in their bodies? If they're, I guess it depends how in tune they are, you know, with their bodies, if they're going to notice these subtle shifts or not. But, you know, I'm just wondering what have been your results? Like, say, you know, we wanted, let's just say relationships, for example, because we talk a lot about that with, you know, with my listeners and, you know, self-love. And it seems to me that welcoming these elements into your life would really promote that self-love. But what about if you were looking at, you know, relationships in general? Now, that would fall under the water category, I believe. Or would it be more spiritual? Yes?
It would definitely fall very solidly into the water category because you are dealing with emotions. But you made a good point there where you added it could be, you know, your thoughts about it, your air realm. So you could work with them in tandem and combine them a little bit. You could make a very simple affirmation statement where you would like to experience a relationship. Pardon me. There's a card in the Elemental Oracle that I work with that's titled The Power of Love. So you might write an affirmation statement that says, I want to experience the power of love that supports me in my full expression as a human being, which really gets to down to the feeling that you would really like with a relationship.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I have noticed you asked me a question about how, if it's a subtle shift and how do people notice it. Normally what I've experienced is that there's just this sudden click. A light bulb goes on in a person's head because it's so personal. It's so tailored to them and how they're seeing things. So it's not like this formula that you have to follow that everyone else is following. It's very personally tailored because it's coming from within you.
Oh.
And how to see things. So there's a click and a little bit of an excitement for people saying, oh, wow, I can really see how this would work for me. So back to the relationship part, if you're thinking about you want to experience the power of love, you would then maybe take it a little step further and go into the air realm, which would be your thought, and then decide, you know, how would I like to think about this relationship? Do you want to know how you're going to feel about it, how you're going to think about it? And you would write a little bit of a list of this is how I would like a relationship to be for myself. And even if you don't have an example of that in your own life of how a wonderful or quote-unquote perfect relationship would be, you can still use your imagination. You've got examples. I'm sure you could see examples of other relationships around you that you would like to have that feeling or to have that connection with someone.
So this really ties in with Abraham processes and in terms of being a deliberate creator rather than just responding to what's happening is to actually, you know, set about creating exactly what you want by holding that image strongly in your imagination. And I'm just wondering, like, how would somebody, if they don't have an elemental practice, what's a really good way to begin? Now, how do you determine which one you would need to work on or should be working on, or is it just, you know, strictly intuitive, whichever responds to you? Like, if you were instructing a class on how to do this, what would be the starting point?
The starting point would...
I know we only have a short call, and I believe you may have some notes that I'm going to attach to the blog post so people can get a little bit more insight into this and a way to connect with you as well. But, yeah, just wondering if this is something new to the listeners, to any of our listeners, like where would you begin, like even to remember, you know, how they tie in with our bodies? Like how would you suggest, do you have a system for that?
I don't really have a system for that because it is very individual.
Okay.
How people see that, but I suppose that would be a system. It's tailored very individually. You mentioned notes. I do have a beautiful PDF where it lists what qualities the realms cover, you know, what water would cover, because water also covers not only emotions but washing things clean. Okay, so you usually don't wash your hair or your clothes with dirty water, of course.
Right.
So you want that to be clean, clear, and current. So how would you do that? Well, you usually can feel where your emotions are a little bit kinked or tied up, or maybe a little bit muddied. So you would be able to use that and just ask the element of water, what can I do today to work with this emotion to have it be clean, clear, and current?
Oh, so if you're feeling an emotional day, and with a lot of our listeners being female and, you know, dealing with things like hormonal swings, sometimes emotions really come to the foreground. So I'm just thinking, just based on what you're saying, that would be a good, if you're feeling like, oh, I'm feeling a little volatile, I'm feeling a little emotional today, that would be a good day to call on the water element.
And it would be an
wash it all clean.
Exactly. That would be a wonderful thing to do. And water also covers ebb and flow and pace. If we're thinking about the ocean, we have the tides that come in and go out. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean when the tides go out there's not less water on the earth. It's still there. It just has a rhythm to where it kind of goes somewhere else, you know, and then it comes right back. But it's got this beautiful, lovely rhythm to it. Many, many people love to sit by the ocean, you know, right at sunset because of the rhythm and the sounds that you get. And it's just such a peaceful feeling to get connected. And to realize that our bodies, especially as women, we understand that cycle. You know, we have, our bodies have a rhythm, you know, every month, you know, we kind of do the same thing. And to accept that as something natural and almost ease into it as, okay, this is a rhythm, you know, and it's okay. It's okay to feel a little rocky, you know, at this time because, you know, my body is going through changes. But also to see it a little bit more gentle to ourselves and just give ourselves a little bit of slack. This is a rhythm and things will come back, you know, in a different way. And we're definitely not going to stay in this mood forever.
Yes, absolutely. So just so for those just getting by the water if you can, or even, I would think, even anything that, you know, maybe even just take a bath if you can't get out to the ocean, or a shower and just feel the experience of the water cleansing your outer body and your aura. And, you know, would you suggest that? Or
that is wonderful also. Very wonderful. Water is very nourishing because it is the emotional realm. And if you are feeling a little bit down or blue or cranky, you can certainly take a bath or a shower with the intent of having water help you through this time.
Now, I'm just wondering, because if I were to have a bath for something like that, I would throw in some salts, some either Epsom or some Dead Sea salts, usually the Dead Sea salts, and probably a little bit of aromatherapy. I usually gravitate toward lavender. So would those be pulling in other elements? Would the salt be calling in earth element?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what would the aromatherapy be? Then the breath, the air?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is really fascinating because I've looked at this in the past, but not recently and not really in depth. So it's kind of new to me. So it's really fun to introduce it to my listeners as well. So, I think we got a handle on the water. So, and the earth, like we talked about, just going and sitting under a tree somewhere, or even putting it, the salt of the earth, into your water that you're bathing in. How else might you incorporate earth? And when would you feel like you would want to call on that? Just for an example, like we thought about, okay, for menstrual cycles or for just feeling emotional about relationships, we would call on the water. But when would you want to call on earth?
A lot of people would want to call on earth when they're feeling a little bit ungrounded or unsteady or unstable.
Oh, yeah.
And that is certainly a very good practice to do because earth is very grounded. She has a very concrete structure and systems and cycles and rhythms. However, sometimes it's actually better to call in air for that period of time. Because a lot of times when you're feeling ungrounded, it's because your thoughts feel scattered.
Oh, interesting.
Your thoughts feel scattered. So one, I love this one, because I can certainly succumb to feeling scattered at times. I have so many things to do, and I'm feeling ungrounded, and I don't know how to schedule my time, and there's too much to get done in all one time. And I realize, good heavens, you know, my thoughts are all over the place. And I actually allow them to be scattered to the wind. Just
instead of resisting it, you just scatter them. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I like that.
Let them scatter and watch them flutter away. You know, let that air come in and just blow all those thoughts out. It's like a breath of fresh air when you open your windows in the springtime and you let in all that delightful new air. And then you're able to calm down a little bit. You feel a bit of release of tension because now you don't feel so stressed. And you say, thank you, air, for, you know, blowing all of that silliness out, and then you would come to Earth and say, thank you, Earth, how, you know, feel a little bit more grounded now. Thank you very much. What else can I do at this moment to feel a little bit more connected to myself and grounded? And then you can go on from there without the stress.
So with the Earth, other than, you know, like we mentioned, sitting and meditating under a tree or going out for a nature walk or something, but I'm thinking with Earth, now that, you know, with our body as a whole, would that sort of represent Earth?
It definitely does.
Okay, so if you were doing like a practice like yoga, for example, that would be drawing on Earth energy.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be drawing on Earth energy because you are tending to your body, and your body is a structure, and it has systems also, so it is of the Earth realm. So you would be tending your body, tending your structure, giving that love, and connecting more with Earth on that level.
So just to clear it up, because we got talking about Earth and air together, and I just want to make sure it's really clear to anyone listening, everyone listening, that, you know, there is a little bit of overlap, but, you know, what would be, like you say, okay, we'll call on the air to get rid of the scatteredness. Now, what would be an indicator, aside from maybe the scatteredness, or would that be an indicator that you need to work your Earth element? Or is there something else that would just, like, if you're feeling maybe lethargic, would that be an indicator? I'm just trying to really give people, like, okay, I'm feeling this. This indicates that I need to work this element. You know, so I'm just really trying to draw a correlation there.
So exactly. And
is there a strong one for the body, just feeling, you know, would illness be indicative of Earth element sort of lack or needing to, I don't know, fluff up that energy or?
Yes, because it's directly affecting or directly related to your physical container.
Okay.
So some self-love there when you're not feeling good or you're feeling lethargic, to allow yourself to, once again, allowing yourself to feel these emotions, it takes any thought of wrongness out of it. None of it is wrong. It's always a message, and there's always an answer in there somewhere for you to change this and work through it and probably learn something wonderful.
It's really interesting.
So there's a lot of self-love when you're not feeling well. You want to take care of that earthly container and show it some love because it is a sacred thing to you. It is where your soul is housed and where it's living this lifetime on Earth. So it is very, very precious. And Earth also relates to resources. You know, there's all kinds of resources on the Earth, whether it be precious metals or gemstones or water or air. So you want to make sure you want to make sure that your resources are being sustainably utilized. So in other words, if you're not feeling well and you feel like you have the flu or you're feeling a little lethargic, it's really not a good idea to make yourself do something you don't feel like doing at that moment unless it's absolutely necessary. And if it is absolutely necessary, then try and replenish that, have a plan to replenish that, which could be something as simple as having a special meal after, you know, before or after the thing that you had to do when you were not feeling well.
Okay. So now we've covered, pretty much covered water, pretty much covered earth. Air we did speak to in terms of when your thoughts are scattered, to let the air, you know, continue to scatter them to the wind so you can sort of start fresh. Would anything else be an indication of, and we even talked about the air with your thoughts, so in terms of relationships and self-love and that sort of thing. So really any thought processes that are feeling not quite right to you, that would fall under the air category, correct? So you would use So other than, you know, maybe getting out, and it's really nice if you can get out when there's a good stiff breeze and just kind of let it cleanse you that way, cleanse your entire energy field. I love a good just being out and just let the wind blow through you. What else might you do if you were feeling like you needed to, you know, bump up your support of your air element?
Standing out in the wind would be nice. You could even stand in front of a fan and ask it to do the same thing that being outside in the wind would do. Mm-hmm.
Especially this
so
time
simple.
Of year. Right now it's June 30th. So a lot of people, it's very hot, so I'm sure a lot of people are standing in front of their fans, so they may as well have them do double duty.
That's very true. and the air conditioners. Abe also teaches, Abraham also teaches to reach for the better feeling thought. And when we think about that, sometimes we think that we have to really reach, you know, oh, I'm feeling low, so I really want to feel high. But that's a little bit, and now you're kind of putting on a little bit more stress on yourself to make yourself work harder. And try. So even thinking the thought that it's okay to think this thought for now, well, it's like, hello, thought. You know, you're not really helpful to me right now because I feel blue, but you deserve a voice also. Hello, you know, thank you. And, you know, allow yourself, give yourself the thought that it's okay to feel that way or to think that way.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good starting place. Because then rather than, as you say, instead of fighting it or denying it or like, oh, you're a bad thought, I'm supposed to be happy, 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 and that thought is not a happy thought, so therefore I'm bad. You know, I like your idea to sit with the thought briefly, I would think, you know, but just to kind of acknowledge, yeah, this is where I'm at. You know, like I'm not going to put a happy face sticker on my emotions. This is where I'm at right now. You know, and just give that, see what the, if a lesson comes to you or a thought comes to you on how to act on this. And then I would think to move a little bit higher, like Abe talks about, you know, the vibrational scale and not shooting for, I'm really sad, so I need to feel really happy. Like, that's an awfully big stretch. And, you know, I think just even something like giving yourself permission, like it's okay that I feel like this. That can go a long way toward raising that vibration the next level because you're, instead of berating yourself, you already feel bad. Now you're making yourself feel bad for feeling bad. like, holy cow.
Exactly, yes. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, vicious is right. So I love that you give people permission, you know, their permission slip, as Bashar would say, to accept where they are now. And then I think just to very gently, okay, how can I ease this even more? And the way you would talk to your child or, like, it's not always going to be this way. Tomorrow things could look very different. You know, whatever you would say, like, everything's always working out for me, even if it doesn't look that way. That kind of thing. So that's getting back into, that's very familiar territory for me. That's getting right back to Abraham processes. So, yeah, so that's very good. So anything in that realm then that would get us feeling, thinking happier thoughts, that would be very air-oriented.
Very air-oriented. And beauty is one of the highest vibrations.
Would you, Annette, you gave the most beautiful quote, and I've been thinking about it since I heard it on another call, the definition of beauty. Would you share that with our callers?
Do you know
the one I mean about harmony?
Yes, I know exactly which one you mean about harmony, and it's going to take me a moment to find that one. But while
It basically was beauty is the intrinsic qualities of harmony made manifest into form. I think that's pretty close to what you said.
That is, yes.
It just resonated so strongly with me. I just like, it's just so beautiful. And I just, you know, so I've just been looking at even my beautiful flowers, and I think that's harmony made manifest. You know, it's just lovely quote. Who should we attribute that quote to?
I believe I put that in the forum somewhere. I'll have to.
Oh, that's okay. We can include that in the blog post after. I don't want
we
to.
We can
use
definitely because I do have. Okay.
I just wanted to attribute it correctly, so no, you know, somebody
yes,
who's brilliant
so
would like to share their have their name attached to that.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, okay. So I think
so,
now.
Well, actually, what I wanted to do with that—that's okay—is when you are feeling blue or feeling bad, and we just spoke about beauty, is to have something beautiful next to you. You don't have to meditate on it or pay attention to it. Just know that it's there, holding space for you when you're ready to get out of your funk.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's so gentle. And that could be like a crystal or a flower or a picture of your grandchildren or kids or whatever, right?
Yes.
Cat. It could be anything that resonates with you.
Yes,
oh,
it could.
That's beautiful. So now I think we've covered all except ether. Or is that included in your...
Or fire?
Oh, fire. Okay, fire we didn't do. All right. Let's talk about fire.
Let's talk about fire for a little bit. Fire is normally associated with action. However, it also covers illumination, warmth. So something beautiful like a campfire or a fire in your fireplace. Illumination could be insight or new knowledge. So it's something that warms you. It can also be, something that lights you up. I just love doing this because it lights me up. And it's wonderful because if we go back to the Abraham teachings, they usually tell you to take inspired action. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you're doing something that lights you up, there's your inspired action. And that falls directly in squarely in the fire realm. So it doesn't...
It seems like there's a little bit of overlap there again, too, with the thought processes and things, like learning something fires you up. So that's bringing that inspired action from inspired thought. So they really all do work together, don't they?
Yes.
And they kind of overlap and intermingle and just like, like our chakras and like, you know...
Like
so
our chakras and like the natural... And like the world that we live on, the earth and nature, how everything all works together. In order to get a flower, we need the air, we need the warmth from the sun, we need the earth, you know, and it needs to have its little own spirit on, you know, what color it's going to be, how many petals it's going to have.
So what sort of way would you, you know, enable... you know, more direct link with the fire? Like, is there a process that you recommend people do or just, you know, go and set up a fire or light a candle? What do you suggest? How do we incorporate that?
Some people are very fiery by nature, and it's pretty much part of their makeup. And other people don't really know how to work with it at all. It's very foreign and alien because, like I said, a lot of people think, oh, I have to take action, but action feel so harsh and strong and masculine. And one of the biggest life changers that I had when I first started working with these elements was I felt like I had a dual personality because I am a Cancer. I'm right in the middle of the Cancer zodiac sign, so I'm very nurturing. But I also have Aries rising, which is a fire sign, you know, action-oriented. And I always felt a dichotomy. I didn't know how to bring them together. I was either trying to cater to one or the other. We couldn't find a compromise. And suddenly one day working with these elements, I realized, oh, my goodness, my actual action and fire is being nurturing. When I am nurturing someone and when I am teaching somebody about the natural ways and the ancient wisdom, that's my action.
Oh, that's fascinating, eh? And that just came to you while you're doing the processes. Oh, cool.
Yeah. While I was thinking about the different elements. Of course, I was outside at the time. I spend a lot of time outside. But it just came to me, and I sat there for a good 5 minutes going, oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I don't have to, quote, unquote, do anything. I just have to be. And these two are merged and working in concert.
Wow, that sounds so easy.
I know.
Easy. I don't have to do anything. I already am. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, in most cases, do you think like that? That's really cool that that worked out that way for you. With most people, would you say it's something like that, or do you think it's something that they need to, you know, to have an actual process for?
I think that anybody who is stuck in any way on what action to take, this probably would be beneficial towards them, very beneficial. And you don't have to sit there and think, oh, well, I need to take action, but now I have to look up my zodiac sign and I have to have my chart printed. No. Just be. Be what you feel. Be the person you aspire to be, and there is your action.
That's pretty cool.
And that's, yeah.
So to get there, you have to get to the place where you know who you want to be. And I think by the time you've done that sort of inner work, then,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and probably the fire element is helping you sort that out too, like for you to realize in your case that, yeah, it doesn't mean – you know, run out there and take the world by storm. It means continue to nurture in the way that you are, you know,
yes.
And the next step will be revealed to you.
Yeah. And if you're just starting out on that process and you're really unsure of where to go for that, you could also do a journal post or an affirmation statement that says, I don't have to find the light. I am the light.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very true. Yeah. And most of us have had that sort of hammered out of us. I think in this society. Yeah. And we're coming back around to it now. And luckily, our little ones are being raised differently, you know, than most of us were. But some of us benefited from a very nurturing upbringing, but many did not. So it's nice to see that shift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think have we pretty much covered all of them, or is there anything sort of you would like to maybe summarize? Or I would love it if we could share that PDF with our listeners and attach it to the post where the call was going to be. But maybe you'd like to just sort of summarize, you know, the shifts that will happen for people and why they would want to do this. Like, you know, the difference that they can anticipate it making in their lives when they start working consciously with the elements?
First of all, it's fascinating and fun.
Those are very good words and good reasons right there.
Fascinating and fun. And as you said, we're coming back around. We've been in a very patriarchal society for centuries, and it's coming back around to be more of a matriarchal society. And that doesn't mean that it's ruled by women and they're going to have the same role that men used to have. That's not it at all. It's a cooperative way of being, of living, of doing business, of commerce. And nature is built on a cooperative model. So when we come back to nature a little bit more and learn how she's working in cooperation, you know, ecosystems, they're all very synergistic. And just awakening that a little bit in ourselves, then we're able to come into this lovely cooperative model for our own lives and for the world, for our children, you know, when they're growing up. We're changing the matrix when we're doing that. We are giving them a better world if we're able to connect to that. And then, of course, just by doing that in osmosis, the children usually, you know, at least investigate it on their own.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And I think so many of them, they're so open and ready for all of this as well. And so many of them are wonderful healers and teachers in their own right. And we, you know, we get to benefit
mm-hmm.
from learning from them. Okay, so we're going to attach that. So will you be able to forward that PDF so we can attach it to this call?
I certainly will, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much in advance for that. And so I think we've sort of covered everything. Was there anything that you would really like as closing words just to emphasize this, or do you think we're pretty complete?
We're pretty complete. And one of the reasons that I'm, well, the biggest reason that I am doing this is, as I just mentioned before, we're going to be coming back into a more matriarchal society. We're seeing that in mom and pop businesses, entrepreneurs. But I feel the more people can get interested in this in any way, the bigger that movement is going to become. And the more my beloved animals are going to benefit from that. And I'm sure you have many animal lovers in your group, too.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm just remembering now, I think you had an offering for the listeners on this call. Is that correct?
I do.
Would you like to share?
I would love to share. I am more than happy to do a complimentary reading for your listeners where
awesome.
We can delve into this. Yeah, we can delve into this a little bit deeper. They usually last about an hour if we have time, but we'll, you know, set aside some time and kind of figure out which area you'd like to work on, whether it be relationship or career or even more general. And like I said, it's at the least, it's fascinating and fun, but there's always an insight in there, always an aha.
And so do you have a particular number, or would you just like me to include that on the blog post where they can contact you?
Yes, include that on the post.
Okay. We'll include that contact information. And just for my listeners, I personally experienced that. That's why I was so excited to introduce you all to Annette, because it was fun and fascinating and did provide insights, and it was very cool and just kind of a new, fresh way. So it's really another opportunity to rediscover yourself with a new point of view, you know, looking at these elements and how they're interplaying in your life. And it's just, you know, and really realizing that, you know, you've got some maybe more control than you realize just by accessing these, and what a gift that is, you know, when you recognize that, hey, I'm comprised of these elements. So by getting to know them and by tuning into specific ones for specific reasons, I'm going to have specific results, and they're going to be good. So I think this is very exciting, and I'm really so grateful for you taking the time to talk with us today and to share what a generous gift to share this, you know, the call, the free reading. So I invite everyone to take advantage of that, because it's not something that comes along very often. I don't think many people have embraced this sort of thing to the degree that you have, Annette, at least not that I've encountered so far. So this is a very fun sort of new frontier to offer my listeners. And thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we'll have to get you back on and have a follow-up call sometime and see what else we can share now that we've sort of laid the foundation down for people. And yeah, so thank you again, Annette. And just to honor our time together, I'm going to close the call now. And I will be posting this so everyone will have access to your free gift. So thank you very much, and have a wonderful day, everyone. And again, this is Alexandria Barker from alexandriabarker.com. And I invite you to drop by my blog and access this call and all the information that goes along with it. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day, and a happy Canada Day, and happy July 4th to our American neighbors. And have a great day, everybody. Namaste, my friends, which means the spirit in me salutes the spirit in you. Bye for now.
still there.